Blog Talk Radio.
Generally, the Constitution is a charter of negative liberties. Says what the states can't do to you, says what the federal government can't do to you, but it doesn't say what the federal government or the state government must do on your behalf.
Fat on a rough road, riding high.
You didn't build that.
Through the mountains climbing, twisting, turning further from my home.
Shut up your mouth with Obama. Shut up your mouth with Obama.
Be young, like a new moon rising, fear.
I've got a pen.
Through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive, I was born free.
I've got a pen.
I was born free.
And I've got a phone.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Like the grandest canyon, wild, like an untamed stallion. If you can't see my heart, you must be blind.
What difference at this point does it make?
You can knock me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free.
I've got a pen.
Anti-government, anti-science, and anti-Obama. They have a trifecta.
Good evening, shipmates, and welcome to the program. I am your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where unfortunately, we still have 941 days, 4 hours, 57 minutes, and 11 seconds left of this godforsaken Obama nightmare, and it just won't end. And once we finally get rid of this guy, and everybody connected to him, then we gotta go to work. That's when the real work begins. Getting rid of this guy right now, yeah, that's a job. That's a job and a half. It's work. But once we finally get rid of him, then we have to do the real work. We've got a lot of unscrewing to do. And a very short time to do it in. I don't have any more patience, and I am not about to be patient. Patient for what? Why should I be patient? I've got a constitution that says that I'm free. I don't know how many gallons of blood that were shed, not only to get this document, but to preserve it and to keep it. And we're pissing it away. Well, I don't have patience for that. I don't have tolerance for that. And I am not about to go out of my way to even look for any patience or tolerance for that. No more. Well, once we finally get rid of this guy, we can start going to work. But until then, we must, and I do mean must, remain dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom regardless of that cost. Now remember, freedom ain't cheap. That's fine. It doesn't have to be. And it's not. But we can afford it. It's tyranny that we cannot afford. You want to be a part of the program today? Don't be shy. 646-716-7978. Or you can join the captain's chat room. You know it as well as I do. As long as there's one stinking liberal on planet frickin' Earth, it's a very, very, very busy news day. Well, again, today is no exception. And there still is a growing number of people that are just desperate to take away your freedom. So, in order to combat that, we must lift our jib and get this freedom ship underway. and headed out to sea. Those are makeshift colors. Okay, now, before we get into the scuttlebutt of the day, John Kerry made it to Iraq. Now what? What the hell was he over there for? What was the big to-do? Why did... He has a couple of meetings, and he wants to get a cabinet together. Maybe you could, I don't know, go to Mexico and see if you can get one of our Marines out of jail? I don't know. I mean, I'm just, you know, just throwing things up against the wall here. But you could have done this over the phone. You did not need to be there, Mr. Kerry. And what are you going to do? We have screwed this whole Iraq mess up from the time that we started it until right now, and it keeps getting worse and worse and worse. And again, there's only one way that we're going to end this radical Islam, jihad, whatever term you want to call it. I call it all kinds of terms. But there's only one way to really end it, and that is to end it. And we have to kill them. We can't sit and have a civil conversation with these people. They don't respond to civil conversation. They're not going to change their ways and go back to their milk and honey farms. Drop their weapons. They're not going to do that. They are going to keep killing until they are killed. This is a world problem, not just the United States problem, not just a Middle East problem. This is a world problem. Radical Islam is worldwide. Yeah, it's in the United States, and it's been here for a long time. It's all over Europe. It's all over Australia. It's all over Asia. It's all over Africa. It's all over Russia. If we're really going to end this, if the world is really serious about ending this radical Islam, then we need to get together. And we need to end it. First of all, we need to not be tolerant for these people in our own countries. They don't like the smell of bacon, so now we can't cook bacon in our delis? No, we don't change our way of life for you. Not one bit. We don't change our way of life for anybody. We don't give up our rights, our liberties, our freedoms for one terrorist. Not one of them. We stand up to terrorism. We stand up to tyranny. We don't give in to it. We stand up to it. They're bullies. And there's only one way to stand up to a bully. And that's stand up and punch the son of a bitch in the nose. And that's it. Well, God only knows what John Kerry will accomplish here, other than absolutely nothing. This Maliki doesn't seem to be, I don't know very much about him, but what I do know about him, he's, the problem is you do have, you've got three different kinds of Muslims in there, and they all want the power. So how are you going to get that handled? I don't know. I think Iraq is going to be in a civil war for many hundreds of years. The only way to end radical Islam is to end it. And that means we have to kill them. We have to exterminate them, eliminate them, get rid of them, and no longer tolerating them in our countries. You want to be a Muslim? That's fine. You have the right to be any religion you want to be. To me, religion isn't the problem. It's what you do with the religion. That's the problem. But another problem with Islam, it's more and more becoming radical. Why? Well, I mean, you could argue that forever, but one of the biggest reasons, people are forced into it. They're forced into it. They're not allowed to be anything other than Muslim. And if they, well, change, become, let's say, a Christian or a Jew or an atheist or anything other than a Muslim, well, in these countries, you have to be put to death. And we do have some good news today. Miriam Ibrahim We all remember her, the Sudanese woman who was sentenced to death in May because she, well, she claimed she was born a Christian. They say she wasn't. Blah, 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 blah. Bottom line is she's free. And that's good. And that's a good sign. In Sudan. So with all the political pressure, the you know, that our government was given, other governments were given, she got this woman free. Now maybe our government can do something in Mexico to get Sergeant Tamaresi out of jail. Maybe we can do that. Now, I'm not saying that this woman doesn't deserve to be taken out of jail and we shouldn't have done something. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm glad the world came together, and I'm glad that they released her. They're just going to do it again. They're just going to keep it more quiet. They do it all the time. It's not going to stop. Okay, so they let one out. Now it makes it look like, oh, look at us. Oh, yeah, we're really, yeah. No, they're not. They're not anything. They're still tyrants. They're still creeps. They're still murderers. They're terrorists. Period. But maybe our government can start, you know, more hashtags. Try to get those girls back from Boko Haram, which I don't know if they're ever going to get those girls back. And I don't have a problem with our government trying to get those girls back. The problem I have is our government doesn't want to do anything to get our own people back unless they're deserters. Then we'll trade the Taliban 5 for them. Hey, wow. That's a hell of a deal. Oh, you're a war hero, and you fought for the country and defended us. Oh, you got shot at. Oh, and you accidentally took a wrong turn and went into Mexico, and you had guns. This is pathetic. This is a crime in and of itself of what they're doing to Mr. Tamaresi. Nothing. And meanwhile, our government is funding and facilitating and paying for these people to come from Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, Mexico, to come into the United States. Why? They need more votes. They're trying to lock up a voting base that will forever be Democrat. That's what they're trying to do. They're not interested in democracy. They're not interested in anything but tyranny, total takeover. And that's what they're doing. And our Republican Party, John Boehner, seems to be allowing that to happen. Pete King, Mitch McConnell, John McCain, I don't know what the hell your problem is. He does have a lot of vets that are pissed off at him. And I don't know. I just can't. I can't figure out someone that John McCain. 6 years in a POW camp in frickin' Saigon, Vietnam. I don't know if it was Saigon or Hanoi Hilton, whatever. You would think this guy would have a little, I don't know. It just seems to me that this guy is, I don't know, did he forget a lot of things? I don't know. But in any event, he's run its course. He's done. He's over. He's not helping the country at all. He's not helping the Republican Party. He's not helping the American people. He needs to go. Mitch McConnell, you got to go. John Boehner, you're done. Wipe away your tears, put out your cigarettes, and just go home. We're done with you. Pete King, you used to be. And I say used to be. You're fired. You used to be my representative. I cannot support you anymore, Mr. King. I can't support any of you people anymore. No more free passes for anybody. I don't care if you're on the right or not. I don't give a damn. No more free passes for any of these people. Good news, she's finally home. She had her baby while she was in jail. Maybe, you know, maybe now the family, maybe they can come to the United States. It looks like this is what we're trying to do. I don't know. I still believe this is a world problem. It's going to take the world to solve it, and there's only one way to solve it, and they have to be killed. I don't like talking about that. I don't like having to talk about killing people. But like I said, they're not going to sit down and have a civil conversation. They're not going to drop their weapons and go back to their milk and honey farms. They're going to kill, kill, kill until they are killed. They're animals. They're not sane. These people are not sane. There is no way that a sane person can do the things that they do. Cutting people's heads off, twisting them, and then playing soccer with them, with the heads. Dig a hole for a woman because she showed her ankle. She shows her ankle, shows amount of skin. And because of that, she puts all of these horrible thoughts into this man's mind, and he just simply cannot control his urges, and he has to rape her. That's her fault that she got raped. If she'd have kept her goddamn ankles covered and not got this guy so aroused that he had to rape her, this is their thinking. I mean, this is crazy. Me personally, I like having women show, you know, skin, faces, and legs, and feet, and hands, and all kinds of stuff. Imagine that. Imagine going to the beach and all the women, instead of in bikinis, are in these black sheets. Yeah, I want to go to the beach now. I don't know. These people are not, they're not sane. They're crazy. And there's only one way to get rid of them, and that's to kill them. I hate to say it. I hate to be down that road. I don't like to talk about killing people. I really don't. It pains me to talk about it. But look, if we don't kill them, we're going to get killed. Then what? Then what? Well, at least we're politically correct. Oh, goddamn, politically correct. All right, let's get into the scuttlebutt of the day here. This bonus culture at the VA. Now, I've had about a buttful. I can't take any more of this. First of all, bonuses. Bonuses should not be given by the government. To me, I didn't even know they were doing that. This is all news to me when I found out about this stuff. I never thought that the government would give out bonuses. That didn't make any sense. Bonuses are something that the corporations, after making a huge profit, they give their workers, the people that did the job, that did the work. They want to share the profits with them. If the business doesn't make a big profit, nobody's going to get a bonus. The VA doesn't make a profit. They should not be given bonus. Where does that bonus money come from? Oh, that's right. Every time you go to H&R Block and they keep taking more and more money out of you, every time you try to cash a paycheck and there's less and less and less in it, that's where it's going. Right there. Millions of dollars in bonuses. Millions. Wait till I get to the number of how many millions of dollars. Just the VA. The rest of the government. Just the VA. And still, these veterans do not have a doctor. That doesn't even make any sense to me. First of all, Mr. President, when you took office, the moment you took office, you campaigned that you were going to fix the VA. You can fix the VA. It's very simple. And Bush, I'm sorry, but I gotta bust your balls a little too. You could have fixed it too. You know you're going to have a lot more troopers coming in. You're going to have a lot more veterans that need a lot more care. Well, you get more doctors. You get more room. You get more beds. You get more medical supplies. Whatever you need, you get it. If it means that your employees are going to have to forfeit their bonus, so be it. Their bonuses are nowhere near as important as these veterans getting medical care. Screw their bonuses. They'll be okay. These veterans won't. You see, they're put on a secret list. They can't get a doctor. What happens? They die. I'm sorry, but these people getting these bonuses, This is a, that's another crime. My God, this administration, I mean, they can't even eat breakfast without a crime or a scandal involved in it. I've had enough. And again, it's not just Barack Obama. This is a government thing. And it's our fault, too, because we haven't been paying attention. We shouldn't have to pay attention to this stuff. We've got a constitution. The government's supposed to follow it. The American people are just supposed to be American people and not have to worry about their government. But we can't do that. We've learned the hard way. We're experiencing that right now. We're experiencing right now everything that's going on in this country right now. Pain, all the suffering that we have right now is because we fell asleep. We didn't pay attention. We had Ronald Reagan. We got Mr. Conservative. What do we need to worry about? We got a constitution. We're free. Why do we got to pay attention to this stuff? Well, this is why. Because if you're not paying attention, they're just going to keep taking and taking and taking and taking and taking until nothing's left. Millions of dollars in outlandish bonuses around helped create a dangerous culture within the Department of Veterans Affairs, particularly at the Arizona office. What the hell's going on in Arizona? What the hell's the matter with that state? Jan Brewer, where are you, sweetheart? I love you, man. Where are you? Do something. I haven't even heard her talk about it. The House Committee on Veterans Affairs Chairman, Mr. Jeff Miller, he's a Republican from Florida, led the grilling of Gina Farisi. These people just, I mean, they will defend anything. They will defend any guilt whatsoever. I can't do that. I would be so embarrassed. I would be so ashamed if I went in front of Congress, which is actually in front of the American people, and went and defended this crap. I could not go to sleep at night. I would not be able to sleep. I would not be able to live with myself. I couldn't do it. I don't know how these people do it. I don't know how these people get in. I'm trying to look for the right words here, but I don't know how they get to that level where they just don't see. They just don't care. The only thing they're doing is defending themselves, telling one more lie after another. And they're good at it. We need to put an end to this. This is our country. This is our government. It's not their government. This is not the government's government. This is our government. We are in charge of our government. And if we're not going to be in charge of it, we're going to lose it, like we're doing now. Well, this Gina Farisi, she's the VA's assistant secretary for human resources and administration. A bonus system that saw $10 million awarded to executives just at the Phoenix VA. $10 million just in the Phoenix VA in a three-year period. $10 million in 3 years for executives? How many executives do you have? And why do they need, how do you get a bonus for something that you did not do? Well, we got more to this story here now. But it looks like my brother's sober enough to call in today. So here he is. Hello, are you there?
Yeah, I'm not sober enough.
Get off your cell or get off that speakerphone. I can't hear you.
Shut up. I'm on. I got the hiccups. It's killing me.
I don't have any hiccups.
Let's go to town. All right, who are we talking about? I understand Terry Sir sent you something last night that was pretty amazing.
I didn't get anything from her last night.
No?
No.
Oh,
I'm talking about
me?
The veterans right now. The,
I know.
$10 million.
That's what part of it is. And it's part of, She sent you something about guys entering our country that we don't want.
Oh, God, we've got all kinds of people entering this country that we don't want.
I know, but she sent you something, so I was thinking you'd got it. We could talk about it.
I'll look again. I only saw my email this morning. And I cleaned most of it up. Maybe it was something and I thought it was garbage, didn't know what it was, and maybe I deleted it. I still got it. I'll go back and look at it. But
check it out.
$10 million just in the Phoenix VA alone in bonuses. Now, and the VA.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to throw California's gone. Oregon's gone. And New Mexico, gone. They can literally float out, gone, done.
Well, California is going bankrupt.
You got a problem with that?
I don't have a problem with that. Get rid of, I don't know. I don't have a problem. I have a problem with just about every state in this union anymore. I mean, I don't know.
We have several that are good, but we're all central. The East Coast is a joke. I'd like to just knock that one off. The West Coast is almost a joke, except I live on the West Coast, so I have to fight it. So here we go. Oregon, California, New Mexico, gone. Let's just go to the East Coast, and we can just tear the whole thing off. Gone.
I'm fine. I'm with you.
Okay. That's my whole argument there. I don't have a whole lot to say about it. It's just that's the bottom line.
Wow. Get this. In total, of all the Veterans Administrations, in the United States, guess how much they spend in bonuses a year, 1 year?
I can only imagine.
Just try to guess.
I don't. No, I won't. I won't even bother.
$400 million.
Oh, my goodness.
$400 million. That's almost $500 million in bonuses.
Goodness. I know.
And they still can't find a doctor for these vets. I'm pissed. I'm still pissed. And I'm not going to give up on these veterans. I just flat refuse. I'm going to complain.
Well,
they still haven't got a doctor.
Well, listen, PP. You're a veteran, so when you go to get your sex changed, what are you going to do?
Yeah, well, actually, my yeah, I know. I tried to pass on that. But the VA that I go to, first of all, it's 1,000,000 miles away. And since I don't drive, they do have a place that picks you up, but you got to call for 2 weeks. But once I go in there, and I do have to admit, when I had to spend a lot of time in the hospital at the Mid-Island Hospital, which I would have preferred to be in jail. Oh, my God. But the difference between the VA and these, regular hospitals, I have to say that I actually had the care. They took me in right away. They did every test that they can think of. They did everything they could. I was treated well. It was clean. The food sucked. But the hospital was clean.
Still found you to be a female.
A lot of these hospitals, they're not very clean. You know, the veterans was clean. But the problems that they're having these people that are coming in from Iraq and Afghanistan. And then you have a lot of old vets. This is another thing what they're doing, the Vietnam vets. Well, okay, they're 65, 70 years old now, some of them in their 80s. And they're going to need all kinds of care. Well, see, that they're going to require too much care. And this is what Obamacare does. This is what government health care does. And they put everybody on the list because they don't – one, they obviously don't know what they're doing or how to do it, but they ration the health care. So these people are now – these guys still – do not have a doctor. I mean, this president, he's traveling all over the world. He's in Palm Springs. He's golfing. He's giving speeches. He's giving tweets and selfies. He goes into a restaurant today. This was a Chipotle restaurant. And he goes in there, and nobody in Washington, D.C., he wanted to go get lunch. So he goes to the restaurant, and they showed all these pictures. Nobody in the restaurant is even paying attention to him. I think the country is done with him. They're like, I think even a lot of liberals are starting to get done with this guy. And he's a Muslim. There's no, you cannot convince me otherwise. He is a Muslim. If he's not a Muslim, well, then he's too friendly with them. He's not friendly with the United States. He's not friendly with America.
Well, I could give a crap what he is. I don't care if he's Hyundai.
No, I just want him to be honest. I just want him to be honest. Don't tell me you're one thing and
you're
not.
That's all I ask. Just be honest. Let me know. Fine. I don't care what you are.
I don't care what the hell you are either. Just be honest with me.
You can do whatever you want.
And look for the American people first.
But don't look
for anybody else other than the American
president
people.
Of the United freaking States of America. You better be honest with me.
Well,
otherwise, we're going to have some words.
Well. All right.
All right, Jake. Anything else?
No, it's about it. I got to get back to this story here. I mean, I'm beside myself with so many of these things. But, you know, we got to keep up at it, man. We got to keep bitching about it. If we don't say anything, if we don't throw a fit and complain, and the squeaky wheel gets the grease, man. And, you know, if we're not going to bitch about it, we're not going to get any grease. So,
all right. Is there anything
for that
else?
Grease. You're an idiot.
Then why'd you call?
Yeah. All right. Go get some
talk
football.
Talk to you soon, pal.
All right, see me later.
I got none. It's preseason. All right,
well,
see me?
All right, see me later. All right, let's get back in here now. House Committee Veteran, Jeff Miller. Jeff Miller. Let's start back here. Republican from Florida. He led the grilling for this Gina Pharisee, who just doesn't seem to care that these veterans still do not have a doctor. Well, this is part of what Mr. Miller said on his opening statement. Knowing what we know now about the fraudulent actions. Fraudulent? This is much more than fraudulent. This is much deeper than just fraudulent. This is an out-and-out crime. This is putting people, this is giving people a death sentence. When they put those vets on that secret list, they gave them a death sentence. There was no trial. There was no judge. There was no jury. There was somebody behind a desk on a computer that wanted to clean up her files. Wanted to make it look like she did her job so she could get her bonus and go home early on Friday. These veterans still do not have a doctor. I cannot stop saying that. After all of the stuff, after all of the reports, and they still do not have a doctor yet. But they're going to come out and they're going to tell us it's systemic and we're investigating it. We got an IG report coming out. We've got another investigation, and we're getting to the bottom of this, so this never happens again. Don't you hate when they say that? Well, we want to get to the bottom of this and just find out what happened so it never happens again. Knowing what we know now about the fraudulent actions being taken at facilities all across this country that have harmed our veterans, do you think that the department's assessment that 100% of senior managers at the VA have been fully successful in the past 4 years is in line with reality? Despite revelations that the veterans died languishing on waiting lists, and they're still on them, and some of the lists were even hidden. At least 65% of its senior executive workforce received the bonuses. Wow. As the committee's investigation into the department continues and new allegations and cover-ups are exposed, it is important that we examine how the department has arrived at the point where it is today. Sadly, it's a point which has eroded veterans' trust and America's confidence in the VA's execution of its mission. Part of the mistrust centers on behalf that the VA employees are motivated by financial incentives alone, and I can see why. Quote, unquote. Well, here's the reason why. When you are told to do whatever it is that you are told to do and make damn sure that these numbers match, and these numbers are this, and these numbers are that, whatever you got to do it, do it. Instead of worrying about whatever you got to do to make sure a vet gets a doctor, do whatever you got to do to make damn sure that you get that bonus. And they get a lot of pressure from their bosses because their bosses want bonuses. This is why government employees shouldn't get bonuses. Why should you get a bonus? Now, these people, here's another thing that pisses me off. We knew going in, before Bush left and Obama was coming in, this Obama administration was warned and told of the exact problems that we have today. They were told about them, and he was going to fix them. Well, this woman had to have known about it. The VA had to have known about it. Of course the VA knew about it. They were the ones doing it. Everybody knew about it. But they still continued to get their bonuses. Now, this is where I can't stand. This is where I'm talking about with this, where you people can come out here and defend the indefensible. People are defending Benghazi, the IRS, and Fast and Furious. These are right-wing conspiracy theories? Really? A conspiracy theory? Well, I wonder how Mr. and Mrs. Stevens and Mr. and Mrs. Woods and Mr. and Mrs. Smith and Mr. and Mrs. Doherty, I wonder if they think that they're, if this was a conspiracy. I wonder if that's how what they think. This is all a right-wing conspiracy. It's a left-wing conspiracy. And it's to take over the country in any way, in every way possible. They want the power. Well, they're losing votes. They're losing their base. Why? Well, because Americans are waking up. So what do? Well, we need more votes. We need more new Americans. Let's go to Central America. Let's go to Mexico. Let's open up our borders. Let the Taliban in. Hell, I'm sure they'll vote Democrat. Let anybody in. As long as you vote Democrat, you can come on into the United States. Come on in. We'll give you free health care. We'll give you welfare. And we'll even give you a doctor. Well, you're a veteran. Oh, well, here, let me put you on this list over here. And we'll call you. Bye. Well, this Pharisee acknowledged the need to hold VA employees and supervisors accountable. Really? She acknowledged that the VA employees and supervisors need to be held accountable. Really? Oh, okay. Well, then why didn't you? Why weren't they held accountable? But she defended these pay bonuses. This is what she says. This is quote. We must recruit. Now, wait, just listen to this. We must recruit and retain the best talent, many of whom require special skills in healthcare, information technology, management, and benefits delivery. Well, since you don't have any veteran with a doctor, I can't see how where these special skills are coming in. Special skills aren't in the health care. They're not getting health care. So why do you need a special skills person to not see a veteran, not see their patient? Information technology. Really? Information technology. Are you giving anybody any information? The veterans would like to have information, like, I don't know, maybe when they're going to be able to see a doctor? Management and benefits delivery? Where's the management? Where's the management? They're cooking the books. That's not managing. That's not managing. What the hell? How could these people come out here and defend this? VA requires talented senior executives, she goes on to say, to manage the complex set of facilities and programs that the VA is responsible to administer. Well, you didn't do it. You knew it from 2008, the exact problems that we have right now. You've known since 2008 that you've had these problems. You've known that they've been systemic. And you're going to come out here and you're going to defend these bonuses? Where they didn't deserve it? They didn't do their job? That, yeah, people actually died. And they're still going to continue dying. Because if they didn't see a doctor in time, guess what happens? Sometimes cancers, you don't get it in time. There's nothing you can do. But at least they got their bonus. Performance plans are the foundation of accountability. I mean, just these people, I mean, don't just say anything. Do they listen to themselves? Performance plans are the foundation of accountability, not only for senior executives, but for the entire workforce. This was part of her prepared statement. How do people say this stuff? How can people come out and actually defend this? There should be nobody in the VA defending this. They should all say, you know what, we screwed up. Let's get these vets a doctor. They're not. They're defending it. They're covering their ass. When's somebody going to cover a veteran's ass? They've been covering yours. They're out there in the desert getting shot at, living in a foxhole. They're covering your ass. Why don't you cover theirs? Senior leadership, engagement in managing executive performance plans, including counseling. Why don't you counsel these people how to do their friggin' job? And mid-year assessments also serves as the model for the general schedule workforce. Mr. Chairman, she goes on, if we knew what we knew today at the time, it is unlikely that their performance would have reflected what it reflected at the time the reports were written. Don't give me this that you did not know. If we'd have known what we know today, you do know what you know today, you idiot. You knew from 2008. So did the president. And so did the VA chief. That's why he was hired to fix the problem. Well, he did, as far as I know, did do some pretty good work with a lot of veterans being homeless. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. I don't have a problem with that. You got homeless vets and you're finding them a place to live. I don't have a problem with that at all. I think that's really great. That's good. But how about getting these guys a doctor? That's why you were hired. I don't know how these people can defend this crap. I don't know how they could do it. And then to go home and have their family talk to them, oh, how was your day today? Oh, I lied through my teeth in Congress. Oh, okay. I don't know. My wife would have come home and do something like, no, honey, you're not coming in the house. Ever. You're done. I'm going to throw all your clothes, all your belongings, I'm going to throw it out there, out on the frickin' street. You can pick it up and take it. Get it the hell out of here. People don't do that anymore. They just gotta defend. They cover your ass. So you don't have to admit that you were wrong. Well, look, admitting that you're wrong is not weakness. That's strength. Someone who is strong is going to say, you know what? I screwed up. This is what we did that was wrong. Now this is the way we're going to do it that is right. And then do it and fix the problem immediately. How many speeches has Obama given since his VA broke, this VA scandal? How many speeches has he given on this? He's got a pen. He's got a phone. He can't find a doctor? Ah. Bush knew it. Obama knew it. Everybody's known it. And what have we done about it? What are we doing about it now? Are we doing anything now? I don't see anything being done other than another hearing to tell the American people that it's systemic. Well, yeah. Any problems like this is going to be systemic. What are you talking about? Do your damn job. These people need to go to jail. This is murder and attempted murder, period. You put a person on the list and they didn't die, that's attempted murder. You put them on a list and they did die, that is murder. It's no different than the Germans in those, in those Jewish ghettos picking which ones were going to go on the boxcars and which ones were not. There's no difference. What's the difference? The end result is still the same. They're going to die. So whether you put a Jew on a boxcar or a vet on a secret list, the end result is still the same. They're both going to die. This is indefensible, if that's the right word. I know I totally murderate the English language. There's nothing I can do about it. A report by the VA Inspector General. Enough with these goddamn Inspector Generals. First of all, these Inspector Generals are, they're hired by the people who's doing the crimes. So they've already been vetted. The Inspector General already has his report already pre-written. He just needs to show up and make it look like he's doing something. I think the American people should hire their Inspector General. The American people need to vote a lot of people out of office. That's what the American people need to do. And Congress, you need to get off your ass and impeach this president. How many more crimes does this man have to commit? This entire administration, not just Obama. How many more crimes does this administration have to commit before finally somebody says, hey, wait a minute, we've had too much? Now, I know Fast and Furious only had one person die, and Benghazi, it only had four. I mean, it's not like it was a whole bunch. It wasn't like 9/11. So why are we all up in arms over this for? An IRS, nobody died in that. Plus, those conservative groups, they're haters. They hate. They should be scrutinized. They shouldn't be allowed to speak. They speak hate. They shouldn't be allowed to speak. Only the Democrats should be allowed to speak. So I don't know what everybody's all pissed off about. I'm being rather sarcastic. But Inspector General found that 1,700 seeking treatment at the Phoenix VA hospital were at risk of being lost or forgotten. 1,700 in one hospital. Wow. Sharon Hellman, the director, and two others were later placed on administrative leave. Now, no more administrative leaves. No more leaves. No more getting paid. No more allowing people to retire so they can collect their pensions. These people need to be fired immediately. Now, if this person gets fired and they feel that they were fired incorrectly, unjustly, well, then they can take it to court. If they can prove that they did their job, okay, fine. You'll get your back pay. You'll get your job back. Boom, boom, boom. But if not, you're out. You don't get an opportunity to retire. You don't get a pension. You don't get on administrative leave and you can go home and still collect a paycheck. You need to go to jail. No more administrative leaves. Manipulated records. Cooking books. Putting people on lists. And they get administrative leave. And that Lois Lerner, she was allowed to retire. What this woman has done. And yeah, those emails, first of all, those emails, that computer crash didn't just crash. We all know it. They know it. We know it. Everybody knows it. But will this Congress do anything about it? They might make a couple of good sound bites. You know, they might say something, give out a tweet. But are they going to do anything? So far, I have yet to see this Congress actually step up and do something. Something constructive. So I doubt it. Hellman, who earns $169,000 annually, saw her $5,000 bonus from last year rescinded. Finally, they rescind a bonus. It's about time. She told the Associated Press last month that she was appalled by the claim she would manipulate wait times and threaten patients' lives solely to collect a bonus. Well, on this right here, I mean, could she be legitimate and she was a scapegoat? Could be. Or she could be absolutely 100% guilty. We don't know with this government anymore. I don't know who to believe. I don't know who to trust. I don't trust anybody. But I don't know who to believe. Forget about trusting. I'm not going to trust anybody in the government. I don't care who you are. I can't trust them. They've broken that trust with me. If the government wants me to trust them again, they're going to have to earn it. Cops, you want me to have faith in you? You want me to trust you? You're going to have to earn it. You want respect? You're going to have to earn it. And it's not going to be cheap. I'm not going to just give it to you. I didn't walk away from you. You cops, you politicians, you people, you pushed me away. You kept at me, you kept at me, and you kept at me. Well, now you lost me. You want me back? You're going to have to earn me back. Everybody's got to be a goddamn bully. Trickle-down tyranny, man. That's just the way it is. You got a boss at a company that's a tyrant? Everybody else down below is going to be a tyrant on down. Full human psychology. Well, that's exactly what this is. Federal lawmakers, meanwhile, have indicated they intend to craft legislation that would ban VA bonuses. Oh, so now we're going to have debates and votes and committee hearings. We don't need committee hearings. President, you've got a pen. Here's what you do. You get out your pen and you wipe away all the VA bonuses, all government bonuses. Now, if we want to bring these bonuses back, we'll bring them back. We'll bring them back in the future. Bring them back later, when they're earned. But right now, anybody in the government, no, you don't get a bonus. That needs to be immediate. You've got a pen, Mr. Obama. You can rewrite the law. You've done it. How many times have you done it since you took office? I don't know how many times he's rewritten this Constitution. I mean, if you can rewrite the Constitution, you can certainly wipe out bonuses in the government. And you can certainly find a doctor to see a veteran. You can do that. That can be done. I'm sure there's doctors waiting right there in the wings, waiting. I'll see these veterans for free. No excuse whatsoever why these veterans do not have a doctor. None. Roughly 64,000 veterans were not even registered in the VA's electric appointment waiting list. 64,000. Wow. In one hospital, 64,000. 64,000. Not even registered to see a doctor. Forget about even being put on a list. They're not even on a list. They're wiped out completely. But the VA is green. That's one good thing. Wait till I get to this here now. $400 million in bonuses a year just in the VA. You think that number was bad? Wait till we get going on this. And these are only, these aren't even all of the numbers. But there's a whole bunch more. This is just a little taste. Serving those who served is not necessarily a priority, but saving the planet is job one. This is coming from the Washington Times. The department early on set up an Office of Green Management Programs. Enough with the green. Point now, I hate that color green. I look at grass and I want to puke. I'm sick of that color green. I'm sick of the word green. I'm sick of everything green. Stop using the word green. The Office of Green Management Programs, designed to help VA facilities nationwide recognize opportunities to green the VA. How about get a doctor in the VA that can see a patient? Why don't we worry about that? And to reward innovative green practices. So you people who are doing green practices, whatever that would be, and efforts by individual facilities and staff within the VA. So these people are rewarded for being greened. Wow. How about rewarding them for finding a vet, a doctor? This sometimes means paying more attention to the greening department and saving the polar ice caps than to healthcare. Well, hey, look. As long as they cut the electric bill down and they use the green, chemicals to clean the place, and they got solar panels and windmills, that's fine. That's what we need. We're not interested in whether veterans get doctors or not. We've got to be green. Now, the planet is melting. And we're dying. The polar bears are dying. The ice caps are melting. The world, California's in a drought. I mean, kind of these people, I mean, I just, even these people in California, how can people in California be shocked that California's in a drought? As long as I can remember, and I went to California as a kid a million times, they were always in a drought. And they're always going to be in a drought. Again, they're more concerned with saving this stupid smelt so these farmers can get, water to irrigate their crops. But see, going back to Agenda 21, and all of these problems is facing this country, these are deliberate. Not any of these problems were done by accident or just happenstance. This is deliberate. California in a drought? Okay, they're always in a drought. But the drought doesn't have to be as bad as it is. But our government is doing it deliberate. You see, this all goes to, again, the green goal, Agenda 21. Farmlands, pastures, grazing of livestock, things that are not sustainable. How that's not sustainable, I don't know. I don't get that. I can't figure that out. I cannot connect the dots. Private property, again, not sustainable. Golf courses and ski lodges, not sustainable. I don't know what the hell this president's going to do when Agenda 21 is fully implemented, and it's getting more and more every day. This Agenda 21, this New World Order, it's got to go. I don't want the New World Order. I don't want the Agenda 21. I don't want any of this crap. We've got to fight it. We've got a lot of fights. What's going on in this country right now? We have got a lot of fights right here on our home front. We haven't even got to the rest of the world yet. Are there a lot of fights that we have to fight in throughout the world? Yeah. The biggest one is this radical Islam. This is a world problem again. So we do have a lot of fighting to do. So everybody's got to take a fight wherever they can find one, and you got to fight it. And don't criticize those that are out there fighting for you, but because you don't like the way that they're doing it, and there's not enough people supporting them, so you've got to ridicule them. Criticize them. Well, why don't you help them? Be a part of it. And if it's not what you want to do, well, then you do something else. As long as you're fighting, you've got to fight. But don't criticize those that are out there actually doing something and fighting. And I'm speaking specifically of this American Spring. Well, there's also a vigilante group now. I think they went to Texas. Well, they were going to protect the border because, well, the government doesn't. Rick Perry evidently told him to stand down, which I don't know why Rick Perry would do that. I like Rick Perry, but I don't know why he would do that. He's a governor. Not only does he have a right, but he's got an obligation as a governor to protect that state. If the federal government isn't going to do the job, the state must do the job. The state has a right to defend itself. The state does have a right to block its borders. They have every right in the world. I'm sorry, but you states, you need to fight the federal government. You can fight them. I want to see some states start to recede here, or secede, not recede. Been a lot of threats here and there, but I want to see one actually do it. Send a message. No, 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 no. We're not going to play that. We're America. And we're going to be American. Period. We're going to have our American way of life back, where we have freedom. So, Mr. Perry, let these vigilante groups go out there and defend the border. Protect the border. God only knows who's actually coming in here. They're not all Mexican. They're not all Honduras and Guatemala and El Salvador. We don't know where these people are coming from. It's so easy to cross this border now. They don't have to go into these little bus terminals and like those from Central America. No, 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 no. These guys cross over. They know exactly where they're going. They got their Taliban brothers waiting for them. And they're here. Ready to do the devil's business. All right, where were we on this story here? The department's words, it adopted a far more important mission to become more energy efficient and sustainable, focusing primarily on renewable energy, energy and water efficiency, carbon dioxide emissions reduction, and sustainable buildings. What the hell is a sustainable building? Well, it's one of those, what they call, that has those solar powers. That's sustainable. But farmlands is not sustainable. Almighty, 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 almighty. Water efficiency? What do you mean by, what does that mean? What the hell is water efficiency? It's water. What do you mean water efficiency? What is this crap? How about finding a doctor for a vet? VA facilities have become littered with every scheme to banish carbon dioxide. Well, look, carbon dioxide is what you breathe out. You can't get rid of carbon dioxide. If you didn't have carbon dioxide, you wouldn't have life, believe it or not. Carbon dioxide is part of life. And now we find out these, and I got a story in here. If I could ever shut up long enough, we're going to get to it tonight. Of how these scientists are manipulating the numbers. What they're doing, they've got these numbers, and they're going back. It looks like now that this planet has actually been cooling since, those are the real numbers. Well, what they're doing is they're taking those old numbers and they're replacing them with the computer models that they've made up, a computer model. What the hell is a computer model? You can program the computer to do whatever the hell you want it to do. It doesn't make it real. It's not legitimate. It doesn't make it real. So they're replacing these numbers with the computer model numbers to make it look like the planet is warming up much quicker than it actually was, when it really wasn't. It's been actually cooling. And personally, I don't care if it's getting warmer or colder. We can't do anything about it. We can create pollution. Okay, fine. But that amount of pollution that man makes is nowhere comparable to the amount of pollution that the planet makes. The planet makes a lot of its own pollution. Again, if we didn't have pollution, we wouldn't have life. Believe it or not, pollution does help keep us alive. Otherwise, the sun would burn us up. This is what these people, they don't understand. This is the problem with liberalism. First of all, in order to be a liberal, you have to have a very lazy mind. And what I mean by that, these are people that they only want to see what's on top, just the superficial side of the issue. Somebody gets shot with a gun, well, it's the gun's fault. We got to get rid of the gun. Instead of worrying about trying to get rid of the will to kill, which is what kills. You have the will to kill, you will kill. You don't need a gun to kill. If you've got that will, you're going to find a way. Well, you can get a gun, you can get this, you can get that, you can get anything you want to. A knife? Run somebody over with your car? Poison? I mean, there's a gazillion different ways. If you necessarily, positively had to have somebody die, you can find a way to kill them. You don't need a gun. But they can't see that. If it looks good, then it is good. If it sounds good, even if it sounds good, well, that sounds like a great idea. Let's do it. Yeah, but did you bother to find out that it really won't work? The idea is only good on paper? That's what makes them a lazy mind, because they don't want to think the whole problem all the way through. They just want to come up with a solution. Well, get rid of the gun. Oh, and everybody's happy. That's not a solution. That's creating a bigger problem. They don't understand that. I don't know how these people can be so-called intelligent and then be a liberal. I don't get it. I don't understand it. It doesn't make any sense to me. I cannot connect the dots. I cannot. My brain just cannot process that. Never has and it never will. VA facilities have become littered with every scheme to banish carbon dioxide short of requiring visitors to hold their breath. Now, this is where we're going to start getting into some numbers here. Calverton National Cemetery spent $742,000 on solar panels. It's a cemetery. What in frig does a cemetery need solar panels for? I don't know, but they do. $742,000 worth of them. Fort Rosecrans National Cemetery spent $787,308. And not to be outgreened, the Riverside National Cemetery, all these cemeteries. What the hell is the deal with these cemeteries spending that much money on solar panels? The Riverside National Cemetery spent $1.3 million on solar panels. Wonder if they got them from Solyndra. At the Phoenix VA healthcare system, where 20 Americans died from incompetence, cover-ups, and laziness, that department spent $20 million putting up solar panels on the hospital roofs. $20 million just at the one VA healthcare system in Phoenix. $20 million dollars. I wonder how many doctors you could buy with $20 million to make sure that these vets could see one. $20 million, well, that would put a nice addition onto a hospital. You could put a bunch more rooms, get more beds, maybe hire a couple of more doctors. Boom, the problem solved. But no, they're going to spend $20 million on solar panels that is going to take decades, if not centuries, to pay for itself. All this stuff adds up, man. I mean, you think, well, $20 million. I mean, we're almost $20 trillion in debt. So $20 million compared to $20 trillion, $20 million doesn't seem very much at all. But when you start adding up $20 million here and $20 million there and $400 million here and $400 million there, $400 million that the veterans were given out in bonuses, $400 million a year. $400 million just in bonuses. Believable. All right, let's open up my treasure chest here. See what kind of booty we can plunder tonight. Oh, God, right on top. Oh, man, oh, man. This Hillary Clinton, will this woman go away? My God, in sweet blue heaven, can the Clintons go away, please? Well, I was going to get into this story Friday, but we're going to get into it today because this is an important story. It really goes to the heart of what kind of people that we're actually dealing with in our government, what kind of person this Hillary Clinton really is. And if anybody's out there really seriously thinking about voting for her for president, well, after we get done with this story, if you're still voting for Hillary Clinton for president, then you deserve her. But the rest of us don't. But you do. Well, she lied about court documents from a 1975 rape case. Wait till you find out what she lied about to this 12-year-old girl. 12 years old. The lies that Hillary Clinton would tell about a child just to win a case. Goes to really show you why she was fired from the Watergate case. The woman is corrupt. The woman has no. The woman just she doesn't care about anything other than her. None of these Clintons. All of them, they're very self-centered people. I can't stand people like that. I'm going to be selfish from now on. Maybe I might get ahead in this world. I'd like to have a nice house, a couple of boats. Man told to remove the American flag. Guess why? That's right. It threatens Muslims. Muslims, you threaten the American flag. You threaten freedom. So if you don't like our flag, get the frig out. New England mayors now. See, there's another thing. These New England mayors, all these liberals, liberals love liberalism until they get affected by it. And then, oh, now we got to have a problem. You got to blame Bush. You got to blame the Koch brothers. You got to blame. Well, here's what you do. If you really want to find out where to blame, you go into the bathroom. You look in the mirror. That's where you want to blame. Because you're the one who did it. You're the one who asked for it. You're the one who voted for it. You're the one who promoted it. You're the one who wanted it. You wanted all this liberalism, but now when it affects you, now you want a bitch? Well, I don't feel sorry for you New England mayors. This is what your liberalism brings. They're pissed off, and they're trying to stop all these refugees from coming in. The government doesn't know what to do with all these people coming over. They're allowing to come over. They're paying their way to come over here. They're trucking them over here. You, the taxpayer. You're paying for these people to cross from all over the world coming into this country. You're paying for it. They're taking these people. They don't know what to do with them. They're dumping them off in Texas. They're dumping them off in California, Massachusetts, Connecticut. They're dumping them off everywhere. Wherever they can dump them off, they're just dumping them. And what they're doing to these kids and what's going on with these children But now they're jumping on the death train. I don't know if you heard about that. Well, I got a story in here, too. We'll talk about that. They're jumping on these death trains just to get to America. Kids are killing themselves. They're getting legs cut off, arms cut off. And our president is promoting more of it. Come on, kids. Come on into America. Jump on that death train through all these Mexican drug cartels. Carry all your diseases. Come on in. Unbelievable what they're doing to those kids. Now, some of these people, okay, they might be coming over here for all the right reasons. You can't fault them for that. It's not their fault. The fault is our government. Our government is telling these people to come over. Our government is picking these people up and bringing them over here. Literally. So what are they supposed to do? It's not their fault. Some of them, it is their fault for crossing over. They know better. But some of these people are not. And what this government is doing to these kids, I'm sorry, but they're human beings. You don't have to like them. You can hate them, but they're still human beings. And what they're doing to these kids and to America, it's not fair to these children coming over here, carrying their diseases, collecting more diseases, thrown in these rooms with a million other people. I mean, that's not healthy. They're not doing them any good. And now all these people coming over here with all these diseases, well, what are you doing to America? Well, you're infecting America. I'm sorry, it sucks, but hey, I mean, we can't do that to their country. We've got to look out for ourselves. If we are expected to be helping anybody else, we can't help anybody else if we can't help ourselves. It's not fair to anybody. It's not fair to these immigrants come over here. It's certainly not fair to the American people. Now, we have to pay for these people? That's not fair. Okay, fine, you want a better life. Look, we welcome you, but you can do it the right way. But they're not. And our government is promoting them to not do it the right way, which is yet another reason why this president needs to be impeached. We've got to set a precedence. Anyone planning on running for president, this is what you do not do, and if you do, you're going to be impeached. This Obama needs to be the very first president impeached. We've had presidents impeached, but they've never been kicked out of office. We need to get this one kicked out of office. He does not deserve to get a pension. The American people do not, the American people don't deserve to have to pay for this guy for the rest of his life. Inexcusable. This man has done to this country? No. Uh-uh. Not only does this man need to be impeached, he needs to go to jail. Jail! What you did in Benghazi, Mr. Obama, you were AWOL. You understand? You deserted your post, just like Mr. Bergdahl. The very moment upon hearing the news that our embassy was under attack, on fire, and our ambassador had gone missing, you go up to eat face. Instead of getting down to the Situation Room, which you already should be there, you get on the horn and have a 2.5-hour conversation with Benjamin Netanyahu. And then, when you're done with this conversation, then do you go to the Situation Room and take care of the situation? No. You send Valerie Goebbels down there. What does she do? Does she take care of the situation? Does she order troops? Does she send planes in the air? She send reinforcements? She sent any SEAL teams? Any Delta forces? Anybody? No. She gets on the horn with YouTube, already planning the spin. That's the only reason why Valerie Goebbels went down to the Situation Room. That Situation Room was not about the Situation Room. That Situation Room became the spin room. How do we make the president look good? That's it. And where was the president? Well, I guess he's, you know, he says he was in the Oval Office getting updates. No, you don't get an update You're in the Situation Room taking care of the situation. You're putting planes in the air. You're packing them full of troops. You're getting down there. You're defending what is left. And you're kicking ass the whole way there. And when you get there, yeah, you kick ass. And you're going to have to kill these people. But did we know? CNN shows up 2 weeks before the FBI shows up. Imagine that, CNN. CNN. CNN gets to the crime scene before our FBI. And that Cheryl Atkinson, the one that was fired from, I think, ABC. Well, she did a story a couple of months ago. And she had talked about, I should have played this clip. I don't know if I got it or not. I might have it. I don't know. But she had talked about that the government knows who did was involved in Benghazi. They know who it is. They know who they were. They know exactly where they are. All they got to do is get them. But they didn't. And I can't remember if it was on Hannity or somebody. I think it was Greta. I can't remember. But she said, well, then why don't we go get him? And this Atkinson said, well, they're just waiting for the right political moment to go get him. Well, 2 months later, guess what happened? Well, a whole bunch of scandals came up, and Obama needed to get, you know, some good press because his poll numbers are slipping. And he goes and arrests one of them. Well, okay, that's all fine and dandy, but why didn't you arrest him? Oh, I don't know, say September 11, 2012. He should have been shot and killed on the battlefield. And that's right, that embassy became a battlefield. He should have died that night. But what's he going to do now? Well, since he gets to America, he'll get a lawyer. And God only knows if he's going to get off or not. It sounds like he probably will. Well, we don't have the right amount of evidence. We don't, you know. So it looks like he's going to have to go, and then the American people are going to have to pay for him to go send him back to Libya. Well, if we're going to send him back to Libya, I say we send him back in a body bag. Global warming number shuffle. Well, we talked a little bit about that. Hopefully, if I can shut up long enough, we'll get to the story. Here's something nice here now. ISIS hoodies and T-shirts are now on sale online as Islamist brand goes global. You can now buy ISIS, that's it, Al-Qaeda in Iraq, ISIS hoodies and T-shirts. You can buy hats and mugs, and you can buy all your favorite terrorist gear that you want. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And you know that they're probably going to sell a lot, too. They'll probably sell a lot. A lot of Americans will probably be buying it. These are people, they have no idea how people can look, I mean, can look up to these people as something to, I don't know, be proud of and admire. How do you admire this stuff? What's wrong with this country? What's wrong with people? Forget about this country. People, period. What the hell's the matter with them? I don't know. Half of Detroit water customers can't pay their bill. Oh, wait a minute. I got a cut here. Didn't Obama say he saved Detroit? Didn't he make that? Let's play this. I think this is our cut. Go ahead.
But we refuse to throw in the towel and do nothing.
Yeah.
We refuse to let Detroit go bankrupt.
Refuse.
I bet on American workers and American ingenuity, and three years later, that bet is paying off in a big way.
Yeah. Paying off in a real big way. Goddamn water bill. The whole damn city's bankrupt. How come we haven't heard very much about that anymore? Well, you know, here's the problem. There are so many scandals out there. There's too many scandals out there. And as soon as you get, the only way to get rid of one scandal is you got to get another scandal. And then when that scandal gets too heavy, well, then you get another one. And you just keep scandaling up. And eventually you get out of office and, well, they don't have the scandals anymore. You can't do anything. Well, I'm out of office. And that's what's happening. And we're running out of time. This government needs to impeach. Now. All right, let's get in here now. This child rape victim, 12 years old, and Hillary Clinton. I guess I have a problem with when it comes to kids and anything like this, especially rape. You rape a child. I have big problems with that. And how anybody, look, I know everybody deserves a defense attorney. I get it. But as a defense attorney, knowing full well that you know that your client is guilty, and you're going to go out there and try to get that client off, that says more about you than it says about your client. And that's saying a hell of a lot, because there's a hell of a lot to say about your client, especially a grown man raping a 12-year-old girl. The newly revealed audio recordings, you've all heard them. I'm not going to play them because I can't stand this woman. Well, we've heard the tapes. We know what the tapes are. She's laughing and cackling and giggling. She got the guy up, 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 up. Well, she acknowledges in the tape, and I think it's safe to say that she knew the guy was guilty. It was understood that she knew this man was guilty. It doesn't take very much to figure it out. She may not have actually said the actual words, but, I mean, come on. Use your head. So she was aware of her client's guilt. She brags about it, successfully getting the only piece of physical evidence thrown out of court. She laughs about that. That's funny to her. She got the only piece of evidence thrown out of court. That's funny to her. He took a lie detector test, she says. We all know that, ba ba ba, then she chuckles again. Instead of the original charge of first-degree rape, prosecutors let Mr. Taylor, which is the creep that did this, plead to a lesser charge, unlawful fondling of a child. When you stick your penis in a 12-year-old girl's vagina, that's not fondling. That's rape. The prosecutors now, the prosecutors, they're worse than the criminals. And they're judges. I mean, can you even trust a judge anymore? Who can you trust in this government anymore? Who can you trust in this country anymore? Who can you trust? You can't trust a doctor anymore, especially if you bring your child in who's coming in with a bellyache. God only knows, well, it's all in her head. We've got to throw her in the psych room. Take away all of her medical care. Don't let her speak to her family. Who can you trust in this country anymore? You can't trust the police. I don't. You can't trust the politicians. You can't trust the doctors. I mean, who can you trust? Who the hell in this country is trustworthy? You certainly can't trust the media. I don't. I guess the only person you can trust in this world is yourself. Maybe that's the answer. I don't know. But I would love to be able to have trust and faith in people again. I really would. It's nice to have trust and faith in other people other than yourself. It really is. But we don't have that anymore. I don't have trust or faith in anybody anymore. I can't. I've been burned too many times. What's that phrase? Once bitten, twice shy? Well, I've been bitten a gazillion times. So I'm a gazillion times shy. But how could you do that? How can you possibly, as a prosecutor, knowing full well that this man is being charged with rape, and you know he did it, they probably did the test and found out that it was rape. Well, it was 75, so they may not have had all the DNA and all that crap. But If you're going to charge somebody with rape, why would you go, well, you can plea bargain down to fondling a child? How do you plea bargain rape? How do you plea bargain rape? How do you do that? The man raped the girl. That's not fondling. Destroyed the woman for the rest of her life. A 12-year-old girl? 12. Okay, that's a baby. That's a child. That's not even a teenager yet. That's a child. That's a baby. And it was raped. According to the Free Beacon, this rapist, this creep, was sentenced to 1 year behind bars with 2 months reduced for time served. You rape a child, life imprisonment or the death penalty is your time served. A second attacker was never charged. The woman who was raped, a 12-year-old girl, by this Arkansas creep, who was defended by Hillary Clinton, said that she smeared her to get the attacker off with a light sentence. In an exclusive interview with the Daily Beast, the woman whose name was withheld, good for them, because you know damn good and well, there'd be people out there harassing this woman. She says, Hillary Clinton took me through hell. Well, this woman has been putting this country through hell. The victim in the 1975 sexual abuse case, it's not sexual abuse, that's rape. It's sexual abuse, nothing. It's rape. The 1975 rape case that became Clinton's first criminal defense said Clinton intentionally lied about her court documents, went to extraordinary lengths to discredit evidence of the rape. If the victim could speak to Ms. Clinton, she said, I would say you took a case of mine in 1975. You lied on me. I realize the truth now. The heart of what you've done to me, and you're supposed to be for women? You call that being for women? What you've done to me, and I hear you on tape laughing? I mentioned this woman is probably just relived her rape all over again. Victims claim that Clinton smeared her following her rape is based on 1975 court affidavit where Clinton wrote on behalf of Mr. Taylor, the rapist, who Clinton agreed to defend after being asked by the prosecutor. Okay, big whoop. So she gets asked to do her job, so she does it. I have been informed that the complainant is emotionally unstable, 12 years old, unstable. She's a child. She's supposed to be unstable at 12. I have been informed that the complainant is emotionally unstable with a tendency to seek out older men and engage in fantasizing. 12. 12 years old is out there seeking older men and fantasizing. Yeah. And now she goes on. There's more. Unbelievable. I have also been informed that she has... Now, how does this... What does that mean, I've been informed? When somebody says, well, I've been informed. Somebody told me. You know what that is? That's them coming up with it. That's their lie. They weren't informed. Who, if you're going to say that somebody informed you, you need to use their name. Don't give me this anonymous source crap. Especially in a court case involving rape. And you're going to say somebody informed me that this 12-year-old girl is out there hunting for older men and fantasizing? Well, you need to bring this person who told you that. This person here needs to come into court and testify. You're going to write this on a court affidavit. You need to back it up with proof. Right? I mean, you can make, otherwise you can make up anything you want to in these affidavits. Well, if you're gonna say that somebody told you, well, you need to give their name, and that person needs to come in front of the court, in front of the jury, and explain themselves. You can't just put it on a court document. Oh, it's true. Right here. It says right here in this court document. Hillary Clinton was informed. I've also been informed that she has in the past made false accusations about persons, claiming they had attacked her body. Also that she exhibits an unusual stubbornness and temper when she does not get her way. Kind of sounds like you there, Miss Clinton. Remember when she didn't win that first primary in Iowa? And she threw a fit? Threw a little temper tantrum? Was screaming and cussing at her whole staff? She fired her campaign manager? That's Hillary Clinton. And if you want this woman as your president, she doesn't get her little way. She starts throwing fits. And she does throw a fit. This woman doesn't belong in Washington anymore. This woman belongs in jail. I think everybody in Washington belongs in jail. Unbelievable. Well, look, America, we screwed up. We fell asleep. We allowed this stuff to happen, and we did nothing about it. So here's what we do. Well, we just suck it up. We accept the fact that we screwed up. We acknowledge it. And then we fix it. Starting in November. This November, this election, this is it. This is do or die. We screw this election up, we're done. There's not going to be any more opportunities to repair this country if we lose this election. And I don't want just Republicans winning just to make them Republicans. I don't want any more Republicans. I want people in there that are going to follow this Constitution. People who have respect for this Constitution. People who have respect for America. People who have respect for Americans. People who have respect, period, for life. And that's what this is about. What's going on in this country today is about our life. Literally, our lives, our livelihoods. Who we are, what we are, what we're about. You want to lose it? I don't. I'm not going to comply with this crap. So I refuse. I'm going to probably end up going to jail at some point. I'm not going to comply with it. I'm not going to show all these people all this respect and just let them walk all over me. I'm going to show them the same respect that they show me. And if it's disrespect, well, then that's what I'm going to show them. I'm a tit-for-tat, eye-for-an-eye kind of guy. But this is a fight that we need to fight. All of these fights, and there's too many of them. But it doesn't mean that we can't handle it. We can. We just need to do it. And that fight really isn't as hard to fight as you may think. Just use a little bit of common sense, and the majority of the fight will already be won. Common sense is the cure-all for everything. Common sense cures everything. An unusual stubbornness and temper when she doesn't get her way. The victim denied Ms. Clinton's claim, said that she's never accused anybody of attacking her before. She said, I've never said that about anyone. I don't know why she said that. I have never made false accusations. I know she was lying. I definitely didn't see older men. I don't know why Miss Clinton put that in there, and it makes me just plumb mad. Plumb mad? I'm plumb mad. You should be beside yourself there, sweetheart. After what she did? It sounds like this woman is... Well, I don't really know, but just by this story here, this seems like a woman that's very, well, I wouldn't say meek, but to say plumb mad, and she's not a cusser like me. I'm a big cusser. I cuss at everything. This woman is, I mean, I know she's 52 now, but what does that mean? You're 12 years old, and you were raped by an older man at 12? I can't imagine how that will ever really go away. I know there might be times where you might forget about it for a little while, but it's going to be with you for the rest of your life. All right, we got time for one more here. This is about a man who has an American flag up on his home. And I'm sick of these communities, these home communities. I've never understood that. What does that mean? Why would you have, you go into these, what do they call them? Not home communities, but whatever the hell they are. But you go in there and they've got like a commission on when you can paint your house, what color you can paint your house. I mean, what the hell? This is your house. It's yours. Why would you sign up for this crap? I don't know. But after moving into the community, a man named Dai Tran says he proudly hung his American flag from his balcony. He says, I've got a lot of friends who have died defending it. So the man decides to put up an American flag. Well, guess what happens? The management came and told him to take it down because it offends Muslims. Well, a reporter went in there and was trying to interview this manager. So what does this manager do? Does the manager answer the reporter's questions and defend herself? No. She calls the cops, and the cops, guess what they do? Well, they escort the reporter out. Can't get to the bottom of things. We can't find out the truth. So we got to call a cop. This was what was provided. This is what they did. Instead of answering the reporter's questions, like why would you have one of your members have to remove the American flag? Why would you tell them that it offends Muslims? But see, she doesn't want to answer that. So here's what they do. They give a written statement. This is it. While the lodge on El Dorado admires our residents' patriotism, we must enforce our property rules and guidelines. Such guidelines maintain the atheists or aesthetics. Atheists. Oh, my God. Maintain the aesthetics of our apartment community and provide for the safety of all residents. Now, how the hell is a flag unsafe? I don't know. The apartment community already proudly displays our country's flag in a safe and appropriate manner at the entrances to our community. Now, again, what does that mean? Display your flag in a safe and appropriate manner? What does that mean? How is it unsafe to fly a flag? How is that unsafe? I don't know, but this is their statement. This is their statement. Making the man remove his American flag because it might offend a Muslim. Good. I'm glad that that flag offends you. Good. You offend that flag. You offend me. You offend us. You offend the world. You offend life. So you're going to get yourself all exercised over our American flag? Good. I'm glad that it offends you. I'm glad that it ruined your day. Makes me want to go cook some bacon. How about that for offensive? These are all creeps. And now we've got these illegal immigrants catching this death train. They've got these Mexican freight trains. They're called El Tren de la Muerte. I can't speak Spanish, but what it means in English, death train. And what they're doing, children, in order to get, what they're doing is they're jumping on these moving freight cars. Well, they're moving. Well, they're falling down on the tracks, and the train's running over them. They're losing legs. They're losing arms. Most of them, they say, once they fall and they get injured, they get sent back home. The fact that these kids are jumping on these trains and our government is allowing this to happen and not doing anything to stop it, our government is killing these kids. My God, I mean, what is the deal with this government? They're killing the American people. They're killing everybody. They're just kill, 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 kill. Enough of the killing already. Get back into the Oval Office. Do your friggin' job. No more golfing, no more tweets, no more speeches. I don't want to hear another goddamn speech out of this president. No more. I don't want to hear him speak. I want to see him work. Once. Well, what they're doing, this whole immigration mess, I mean, there are so many problems with this immigration mess. There are so many sides to this issue, so many problems in so many areas. You can't cover them all. This isn't a humanitarian crisis. This government created it. They've created this crisis. And now the American people are going to have to pay for it. We're going to have to pay for it out of our pocket. And we're going to have to pay for it out of our lives. And yeah, I do mean lives. Americans are going to die because of all this. One, there's a lot of criminals coming in, and there are a lot of gang members coming in. Well, gang members and criminals like to kill people. Why? I don't know. I didn't invent the criminal. I just know they kill people. And they will. Not to mention all the diseases the American people are now going to get because of all these people coming in here with all these diseases. If our government is really going to ship all these people into this country, well, they need to set up some kind of a station somewhere, check them out, and if they do have a disease, they're not allowed out until their disease is gone. Does this president, do Democrats realize that these diseases could get to them too? Do they not get it? Do they not realize that? What's to say that these people coming across the border, they're not going to go to Washington where these politicians are? Accidentally bump up into them at a line at a supermarket? Or whatever, cough on them, whatever, I don't know. Some diseases are airborne, nothing you can do about it. Do they understand that? Do they understand that a lot of people in this country are now going to be affected not only financially, but by their lives? Either getting shot and murdered and raped by these Mexican drug cartels coming in here, gang members. If the gang members don't get you, then the disease will. And if that won't, the government will find a way to get you. They're going to get you no matter what. So we need to get them this November. And we need to get them and get them good. So I want to thank everybody listening here tonight. We got a couple more stories that I didn't get to tonight, but that's all right. We'll get to them tomorrow. We got plenty of time. We're never going to be short of stories, not when it comes to liberals. So that's not going to be a problem. But I want to thank everybody listening in the chat room tonight, everybody listening on their smartphones, and those that are going to download later. And we will see you back here tomorrow morning, or tomorrow morning, tomorrow evening, 8 p.m. Goodbye, everybody. Yeah.